Hello, good evening.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of our time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir. My first question to you, we would like to know is, does anybody in your household or you work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Oh, okay, sir. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you definitely will vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote? Not a lot. I'm sorry?
Definitely to vote.
Okay, sir. And with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know, as well as, are you or is a member of your immediate family of Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Oh, okay. Moving on, sir. What would you say is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55?
36 to 45.
Okay. Moving on quickly, we would like to know as well, sir, is generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're okay. I think gas prices are a little out of this world.
Oh. Well, your general answer, sir, would you say would be right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. Moving on, sir. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislator focus on mostly to help you and your family? For example, I have taxes, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, access and cost of health care.
Inflation.
All right.
Yeah.
And moving on, sir. If the election for Florida State House were held today, would which of these following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? For example, would you say you're definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for him, or you're definitely voting for the Republican candidate or probably voting for him, for the Republican candidate?
Probably for the Republican candidate.
No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right. And I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them. If you have no opinion or don't know them, you can tell me as well. For example, Ron Rico Smith.
Yeah, I don't know.
No problem. And Fentress Driscoll.
I don't know.
No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Would you say you're definitely or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Probably the Republican.
Okay, Rico Smith, no problem. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, sir?
I'd say probably.
Probably. Okay. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? For example, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering to your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community. Which comes closest to your view, the first or second one, sir?
It just depends on the views and stuff.
Would you lean more towards the first one? The second one, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, has gotten worse, or not changed much?
Definitely gotten worse.
Okay. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridans. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at a record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs, or would you say President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
I would probably, whoever's sending money in different countries and not spending it here. So whoever's responsible for that.
Oh, it doesn't say, sir. Well, as you may know, sir, Republicans are the majority part in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? For example, a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results? Which was, comes closest to your view, the first or second?
The second.
The second. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion for voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? The first one says, it's possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions, or it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support their Democrats. Which comes closest to your view, the first or second?
That's really a question. I'm sorry. The first one.
The first? No problem. Moving on quickly. Thinking about this past weekend, sir, when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion, sir? The first one says, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Or the second, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or the third one, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump and his attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. Which comes closer to your opinion, the first, second, or third?
What was the second one again?
It says, in the light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November.
Yes, that one.
The second one, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. I just want you to tell me which candidate would you be more likely to vote for. For example, the first one says, Democrat Fentrees Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Now I have, on the other hand, Republican Rico Smith. He was born and raised in Tampa and has record of dedicated service and leadership in their community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. And Smith believes that both parties have failed your community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. So with which candidate would you be more likely to vote for, sir? The Democrat Fentrees Driscoll?
Definitely the second one, the
Republican
military candidate.
No problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that military.
Military, I understand. Thank you for your feedback, sir. If you knew the following statements about Fentrees Driscoll were true, I just want you to tell me if that would make you more or less likely to vote for Fentrees Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives, or if it would make no difference. You can tell me as well. For example, the first one says, Since Ventures Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less than their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
All right, this one says, Ventrius Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs. Voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
She's for school choice?
Mm-hmm. She says Ventrius Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. Oh, so I was asking you if that makes you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
More.
More? Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for her?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely, no problem. The other statement says, Ventrius Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
All right. The other one says, Ventrius Driscoll is endorsed by teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
This one says, Ventrius Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. We're almost done. Ventrius Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
And the last one for this section says, Ventrius Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have reentered the U.S. after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, if you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would that make you more or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives, sir? I'll be very quick. The first one says, Rico Smith believes that the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parents' rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, this one says, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take a bold action like creating an insurance fraud tax force to help root our corruption and profiteering, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
Way more likely.
Okay, much more likely, no problem. And Rico Smith's Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
Much more.
Much more likely? All right. And moving on, sir, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
Much more.
Much more likely? All right. And this last one for this section says, with trust in government at all-time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
Much more.
Much more likely? No problem.
Yeah.
And moving on quickly, sir, almost towards the end. Well, take into account everything you just heard, sir, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Smith.
All right. Moving on, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions just before we finish the classification purposes. Regardless of how you may feel today, sir, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
I don't think I voted.
No, you did not vote. Okay. And moving on, when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, you vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or you usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
I don't vote for one single party. I kind of just go with whoever I think is right.
Okay, no problem. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I probably lean more conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
Great. All right, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
All right, bye.